prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Rob, that noise. I don't know where that noise is coming from. I had to actually mute your microphone just now. Let's try bringing you back. Hold on. Oh, much better, much better. Welcome to Superhuman Radio. Rob is on Mars.
Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a speakerphone. I just know it's probably just the sound from that microphone.
All right, I'm moving this thing. I'm getting as far away from the computer as I possibly can.
So wow, the buzzing is going along with it. That's great. That's fantastic. Okay. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday. We have a very special Blueprint Power Hour planned for you today. Today, Rob's not answering your questions. You're going to answer his and mine. So how do you like that one? And then later in the show, we have an exciting guest coming on. One of the biggest names in vitamin D research is Dr. Michael Hollick. Many vitamin D research studies, reference studies that he has produced. He's going to be on the show today talking about, do we really live longer with vitamin D? A look at the mortality connection with vitamin D. So that's going to be the second hour. So anyway, Rob and I had a show planned for today, but we totally changed our mind, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And it's because for once we need answers from the audience. Rob spends all his time working hard to answer your questions, and now he needs you to answer his questions. And I have some opinions as well, and it'll be a fun show, I promise.
Yeah, for the last 3 years, I've had the privilege of coming on here and helping SHR listeners get to Gainesville, right, by answering their questions. Today, I'm asking for your help because I can't afford to get this wrong. What is at stake is my very physical and psychological well-being and nothing less. And I'm talking about rhabdomyolysis and getting my creatine kinase levels down. So let's just set the table with that.
So let's talk about this. So Rob has had to abstain from training, except for very, very moderate body weight work. Not even that. His physician suggested yoga. Isn't that what he suggested? Why don't you try yoga?
Yeah, mild yoga. I've been out of the game for 6 weeks.
And going crazy.
And going crazy.
All the time monitoring his creatinine levels. And lo and behold, how long has it been since you've trained?
It's been 6 weeks. And just for
and
reference.
Give us the reference. So when you went this last time, where were your CK levels?
The very last blood draw, I was at 440.
No. When this whole reoccurrence of rhabdo occurred, wasn't it like 1100?
Yes. And the reference, there are different reference ranges, but for this lab's sake, it is 35 to 220. I was at 1100 the day the doctor called me. He basically said, look, you're in stage one kidney failure. Get to the ER immediately. But that's what we're dealing with. I was at 1100. He wants me to get back into the normal range, 220 or below. I was 312 2 weeks ago. Have not done a thing physical wise in those 2 weeks. Gave blood yesterday, and now all of a sudden I'm at 440, so I need to figure this out.
I just thought of something. What if it's, is it possible that your muscles are breaking down from not training, so you're getting a lot of creatinine into your bloodstream?
It's, that's certainly a possibility.
Because isn't high CK levels a symptom of muscle wasting disorders?
Not necessarily. Creatine kinase is almost always the result of an insult to the body causing the excessive breakdown of muscle tissue. It is usually seen in crushing accidents, the buildings falling on people and earthquakes, or extreme physical exertion. And in this case, you know, it was a workout I performed on February 21st, and the damn CK levels are still up now.
It's bizarre. So we're going to be talking about that today and kind of meandering around with some ideas. And we're asking for the audience's involvement here, too. If you've ever had high CK levels that were not tied to your training, what did it take for you to get them back to normal? Then this morning I woke up and made a decision. I haven't slept well in so long now that it's actually starting to affect my life, my memory, everything. I mean, I feel like crap most days. My snoring has gotten worse. So I've already, I haven't gone in for a sleep analysis, but I videoed myself two different times. And around 3 a.m. in the morning, I start snoring like a train. And I hold my breath for as long as 34 seconds at a time. And then I gasp for air. And a lot of times I'll wake up like in a panic because I'm having a hard time catching my breath. And then I go back to sleep. And so, but it always happens at 3 a.m. in the morning. I start snoring around 3 a.m. in the morning. So I talked to my doctor and I said, how about a CPAP machine? So he writes me a prescription for a CPAP machine. Lo and behold, my insurance company is not interested in paying for a CPAP machine because I don't have any of the classic conditions. Like my heart isn't, I'm not suffering from congestive heart failure. So in other words, my insurance company won't pay for the CPAP machine unless I'm dying as a result of the lack of oxygen during sleep. Isn't that idiotic?
Yeah, coming from the insurance world, it doesn't surprise me. It's
okay.
Just stupid.
So a CPAP machine is around $1,500, $1,015, depending on what you need, and they want you to come out of pocket. I went digging around on the internet. I found a company called Second Wind CPAP. They are the originators, the original company that has been refurbishing or buying refurbished machines from all the top manufacturers. DeVilbiss, I just got a CPAP for 3.25 with a 1-year warranty.
Wow, good for you.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I saved $1,000 by not going to some rip-off local medical supply store and getting on the internet and doing a little research. And this was by far the best website I found with price and also new machines. I mean, machines that are current models, not like something that was 6 years old and it's on eBay. These are machines that, for whatever reason, maybe came out of the box, didn't work right, and DeVilbiss took them back and refurbished them, and now they can't sell them as new, so they're selling them as refurbs, and I'm taking advantage of the savings.
That's the kind of proactive work the insurance company should be doing.
You think?
You know, to better your health.
Yeah, no, the insurance companies don't care about your health. They just care about you pay your premiums, and they keep as much of it as possible. So anybody out there who's suffering, and I want to tell you something. If you're just snoring loud at night, even if you haven't been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, I'm telling you that your cortisol levels are going through the roof at night because you're being obstructed from one of the natural things you can do, and that is to breathe. Any obstruction of breathing, mild to moderate, makes the body make a decision between getting into a deep sleep or breathing, and breathing wins. So you are not sleeping good if you're snoring. I can guarantee that. And if you're snoring, you should think about some way to rectify the problem, if you can identify it. Or if you're in my case here, I think it's from my gut. And until I get my gut straightened out completely, I'm going to keep snoring. I have to do something in the meantime. I went to the gym today. I was supposed to train legs. My legs felt so fatigued, and I haven't trained. I took off yesterday. And it's all because my oxygen levels are dropping so low at night.
Yeah, I've been there. I've got very similar issues. So I guess the upshot is this. We both need the listener's help.
You know what? And I'll tell you something else. I didn't want to get a CPAP machine. I did not want to. Because by getting one, I'm acknowledging that there's something wrong. But you know what? I'll buy a hip belt to squat with if I don't want to load my spine. Why wouldn't I buy a machine that'll help me get a better night's sleep and wake up in the morning ready to attack the day?
Damn straight.
Right?
Damn straight. We all know this. Sleep is a fundamental. You know, it's a cornerstone of your training. So look at it that way, and all of a sudden it becomes a lot more important and an investment.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping well. I'm not recovering well. I'm not making progress. I am just at a standstill until I get this. In fact, I asked them to overnight it out to me because I want to sleep with it tomorrow night. I read posts on the internet from people who were suffering from mild to moderate snoring and full-blown sleep apnea. They all say the same thing. They wake up in the morning, they just don't feel like jumping out of bed. They don't feel good. They have a tingling in the fingertips. They notice ringing in the ears. These are things that I've suffered from for the past year now. Once they started sleeping with their CPAP machine, within the first three nights, they slept like babies again. They woke up in the morning and felt normal. I'm looking forward to this.
That's fantastic. And you know what? Whatever you find works, pass it along, man, because I can use it.
And that's why I'm talking about it openly, because a lot of people don't like to talk about these kind of things because it's like, oh, I don't want people to know that I have a problem. I do this radio show. Guess what? I'm just like everybody else in this audience. I'm trying to squeeze every drop of life out of this experience and to make it the best possible experience possible. And sometimes you got to turn to things. I mean, look, I went on HRT in 2007. Right? I started replacing my hormones. Well, I need something to help me get a better night's sleep now.
Yeah. And if I've learned one thing in this business is there's always an answer. There's always something you can do. You just got to dig deep enough.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Rob's rhabdo. If any of you out there have any history with dealing with rhabdo, that even when you stopped working out, your CK levels did not come down. We want to hear from you. Go to Facebook, message us on Facebook, or if you have the Supreme Radio app, message me on the app. I'll be looking for incoming emails. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Sorry, I had to wash down the dry roasted macadamia nuts. I'll tell you one thing for sure. I have not lost my appetite, if that means anything at all. Because a lot of times they say, you know, when you're really ill, you lose your appetite. My appetite right. is in full effect all the time. So that's a good thing. So anyway, Are you taking any supplements that could be tripping this phenomenon with your elevated CK levels?
You know, that's an excellent question. I've had time to think about that. I do not think so, but I'm going to take a second and much harder look at what I do take. And what I do take has been consistent, frankly, for many years, and certainly through these episodes with rhabdo. Now, the first item that a lot of people might, you know, raise an eyebrow at is ephedrine, hydrochloride. Ephedrine, as you know, especially in combination with caffeine, is a powerful stimulant. And there has been a lot of speculation that I've read, although no actual studies to back it up, that ephedrine causes much greater muscle tissue breakdown. My knee-jerk reaction to that is, okay, provided it's driving that individual harder through the workout where he or she is lifting more weight for a longer period of time. When it's taken, let's say, by itself at rest, there is documentation and plenty of studies showing that it actually preserves muscle tissue at least in a caloric deficit.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was the common wisdom back in the day that it actually could prevent muscle loss when dieting.
Right. Now, I had discontinued Synthogen as soon as this whole thing started. I don't know if that was a mistake. I don't know if that's going to make a big difference. But since what I've been doing hasn't been working, we're going to make some changes. And that started today with daily liberal use of Synthogen in an effort to repair whatever muscle tissue is still damaged and get this thing over with. 20 a day, rain or shine, workout or not, I'm getting 20 Synthogen a day.
So, you know, I keep thinking about muscle wasting and the release of CK into the bloodstream, because that's what happens when you damage muscle from a workout to the point where the kidneys can't evacuate the CK, the creatinine, fast enough. That's when you get rhabdo. What if you do have some muscle wasting going on as a result of taking off completely from working out?
I considered that, but there are a couple of things that lead me to believe that's not the case. For example, my measurements haven't budged in 6 weeks. And in fact, you know, a couple of them show just a very slight increase in the upper arms and the calves, if you can believe that. So that's a good theory. I'm not quite sure that's where it's going. The other thought I had was this. This creatine kinase floats around, for lack of a better term. And I have been doing nothing, per the doctor's orders, during these 6 weeks that would, for example, stimulate blood flow. Now, we know, under normal circumstances, blood flow brings, right, fresh new nutrients from your diet to the muscle. And what else? It carries waste products away.
Right.
Now, I've been told, I really got this drilled into me last session, no physical activity. However, let's consider that for a second. We know the eccentric, or the lowering of weights, causes the vast majority of damage to muscle tissue. Concentric, or raising of the weights, causes far less, in some cases, nil. I'll just come out and say it. I loaded up my sled this morning with nothing crazy, 50 pounds, and dragged it up and down the driveway 4 times. It's a long driveway. It's got a steep hill. Now, I did not do this to the point of any real physical exertion, right? What I was looking for was blood flow to see if this makes a difference, because I have a hard time accepting the fact that, hey, Rob, you're just going to sit on your ass and things are going to get better.
Yeah, I don't think that's the answer either. So, no. But your kidneys are fine, right?
Last blood draw, the kidneys were functioning just fine. The kidney where you will get into trouble with the kidneys is when the CK levels get too high. I believe it's myoglobulin that, for lack of a better term, clogs the kidney tubules. And you either can't urinate, or if you do, and this is a big warning sign, the urine is very, very dark. It's like the color of Coca-Cola. Mine is not. I carefully monitor that. And I am increasing fluid intake, which I'm pretty well hydrated, you know, as it is, but more water in this case can only help.
I mentioned this once before to you, but thymosin beta 4 has been shown to reverse kidney sclerosis. I don't know if it's something that you may want to consider.
Yeah, I like that tip.
You're saying that your kidneys are fine, right?
Yeah, the kidneys are fine, so long as the CK levels don't reach a certain threshold. Then I get into trouble.
So, but isn't it the kidney's job to evacuate CK from the bloodstream?
Yes, among other things, you know, the kidneys filter out all the poisons and the toxins.
Do you have anything else that's high? Are they checking any other markers that, like calcium, magnesium, sodium? Are they looking at any of these other things as well?
I'll have to go look at my blood work. I just got it in. One thing I did notice was that my cholesterol levels, particularly my HDL levels, which are normally exceptional, you know, 40s, anything above 40 on these labs anyway, is good. I'm usually in the 60s. You know, I was down to 50, 53, something like that. So I took note of that. But
That could be transient. I'm just trying to figure out if your kidneys are sequestering more creatinine in the bloodstream for some reason, and if they are, what else are they sequestering?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I wish I had the answer. Now, one of the other things that came to mind right off the top of my head was sesame. And you're probably familiar with all of the benefits that sesame imparts on the body. It's an incredibly protective, I'll call it, nutraceutical. And in fact, it's probably the most cost-effective protective supplement you can run on, let's say, a pro-hormone cycle. Most guys are worried about their liver, and rightfully so, if you're taking, you know, an oral. What sesame does, though, goes far beyond the liver, and it benefits cholesterol levels and the kidney, was cited. So, in fairness, I don't I don't know the physiological mechanism over the top of my head. I want to make sure I'm not hurting myself, but I got two bottles ready to go in the event it's favorable.
We're going to take a break here. I'm looking on Facebook to see if anybody is chiming in with any recommendations for Rob. This is a really interesting situation where he's not even training anymore and his CK levels are still elevated. If anybody's ever had anything like this, we'd like to hear from you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour. Maybe I can even dig up a question or two to answer. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
B
This is the Blueprint Power Hour that doesn't have any of your questions in it. How do you like that? I know you don't like it. I know you don't like it. Maybe we have a question we can answer for somebody. You have anything over there that you could dig up?
No, but something just came to mind. I'm sitting here looking at a little box of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And it caused me a light bulb to go off in the back of my head because I had filed away something about baking soda in the kidneys, and I pulled it up during the break. Apparently, bicarbonate is so important for protecting the kidneys that they get into the act themselves and produce bicarbonate.
Yeah.
And they think, I guess based on all of this literature that I'm reading, it's the common denominator, at least between diabetes and kidney disease. So I am wondering if adding baking soda to these copious amounts of water that I'm drinking will help.
I would just, whatever you do, I would just go slowly with it. I would start out with a very, very low, ineffective dose and gently elevate it and watch. You know, I mean, you have to pay attention because I think at this point in time, you have to be careful about adding anything new into the mix. I'm trying to convince you to remove everything that you're doing, everything, every single supplement you're taking for the next 2 weeks and then be tested again because it could very well be that even though, for instance, it could be that even though you tolerated ephedrine HCL, whatever you call it, for all these years, that you're not developing some sort of intolerance to it now.
And it's fair. It's a fair point. And there are other things that I can and will rotate in.
I would rotate everything out. Before I added any, see, here's the problem, right? If you start rotating stuff in and nothing changes, then you haven't answered anything. If you start rotating something in and something changes, does that mean that what you've added has fixed the problem, or is it just masking the problem from something else that you're taking?
That's an even better point.
I would start out with a tabula rasa. I would take off for 2 weeks minimum of everything that you're taking, any supplement, anything, vitamin C, everything.
I mean, just Primal D?
Yes. Yes. Just for 2 weeks. Yeah. For 2 weeks. Sure. Okay. And then I would get tested. And if you see a bump downward, I would continue to do that for another 2 weeks until it completely stabilizes. And once it stabilizes, then I would add just one thing in at a time for a 2 week period and be tested again. That's the only way you're going to find this.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot for the life of me figure out why it went up again. Now, I will say this. I requested a full copy of all my labs since February 26th, which is the one that flagged it. There was one instance where my CK levels came down from 1,100 to 880 down to 500 or some odd, you know, low 500s. And then a few days later, they were bordering 600. And then I saw a huge drop. They went from high 500s down to 312.
And were you taking notes of what you were doing at that point in time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think it is? What do you think it was?
I don't know. I honestly don't know because I'm very consistent with what I do day to day. There's not a lot of fluctuation. I just don't know if the body, well, here's a good question. Is excretion of creatine kinase linear? Or does it follow a pattern where it goes down, it goes down, it goes down, and then you might see it level off or even go up a little bit before it goes down again?
This is a question I think we should ask this question to Dr. Jeff Galini because he's the one who wrote the book on creatinine. I bet you he has some information on this.
I would sure appreciate his help.
Okay, so have you ever tested your blood sugar?
Yes.
And what is it like in the morning, fasted blood sugar?
It's usually, you know, low to mid 90.
It is in the 90s, huh?
Yeah.
That's not great.
What do you consider great?
I think great is in the low 80s. And I think that 10 points makes a big difference because in the 90s is on its way to 120.
Well, let me ask you this, though. First off, thank you for pointing that out.
But I want to tell you why. Go ahead. I'm asked the question, but I want to tell you why I'm saying that. Go ahead.
How much does, let's say, a good whack of caffeine raise it?
It depends. Not always does it raise it. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on how your body reacts to the caffeine in making it squirt out, release some glycogen from the bloodstream.
Yeah.
I think if you're having the caffeine with sugar, you're not going to see anything dramatic happen. It'll probably just level out.
Well, for that matter, caffeine plus ephedrine, so to me, they're peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, so here's the reason I'm saying this. There is evidence out there that taking ACE inhibitors with people with progressive kidney damage can actually slow the damage down. And this makes perfect sense because ACE inhibitors inhibit angiotensin-converting enzyme. We just talked about this yesterday on the show. Angiotensin-converting enzyme is produced by the kidneys in response to insulin. But also, the role of angiotensin-converting enzyme is to constrict small blood vessels so that blood stays central where organs and muscles need it because it's usually triggered during fight or flight.
Right.
Okay, so if taking an ACE inhibitor can slow the progression of a kidney issue by deactivating angiotensin, the same could be said of someone whose blood sugar levels are starting to rise, the body is squirting out more insulin to manage the blood sugar, and hence more angiotensin-converting enzyme is coming out, which means the kidneys are going to start malfunctioning. Yeah. So one of the things that you can do right away is start to work to get your blood sugar down, but more importantly, have your doctor test you for peptide C, for insulin, to see, because here's the crazy part, right? Let's say your blood sugar is in the 90s. I hear you tapping away feverishly there. Let's say your blood work is in, your blood sugar is in the 90s, right?
Right.
Okay. But your pancreas is pumping out gobs and gobs and gobs of insulin to keep it down there. Not a good thing. Right? The assumption is that if your blood sugar is in the 90s, that you're fine. But it's not a reality. It doesn't matter unless you know how much insulin is your body producing to keep it down there. Because eventually, it's going to run out of steam and your blood sugar is going to start rising because your pancreas can't keep up with that demand. And hence, diabetes mellitus kicks in.
That's a really, really insightful comment.
I would ask your doctor to test your blood sugar. Go in and say, I want fasted blood sugar and C-peptide tested. I want to see how much insulin I'm producing because how much insulin I'm producing is affecting angiotensin converting enzyme, which could be affecting the efficiency of my kidneys. My kidneys could be sequestering the CK levels, the creatinine. It's not that I'm breaking down muscle.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that is an excellent angle, I think, and it's precisely what I was hoping this show would stimulate, some food for thought. And just so everyone listening, especially my doctor, understands, you know, I'm not trying to play doctor. When I do make a move, it will be, you know, I'll consult the doctor on such things. But this is not anything that should go upsetting anyone, hopefully, in the medical community. We're just people trying to help people, you know.
Well, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Your doctor has a certain amount of time to dedicate to your problem.
Right.
And unless the answer just jumps up and hits him in the face, there's a high probability that you're not going to find an answer. And so this is why it's put upon each and every one of us to be stewards for our own health. Look at my situation. The insurance company doesn't think that my snoring is a problem. I can tell you it's a problem. I videotaped myself. If I saw you, whoever's listening to this show, sleeping like that, I'd wake you up and say, look, man, you got to do something. You're choking at night. You're not even breathing. You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So, but the insurance company doesn't care. It's put upon us to be the stewards of our own health. If we leave it up to the orthodoxy to make sure we're taken care of, we will end up like the rest of the American population today that is on a slow march into a grave.
Yeah. Well, so, my doctor, to be fair, I think is the exception, but you're absolutely right. Most doctors you're going to get 10, maybe 15 minutes of FaceTime with. And it's certainly a fair and, in my mind, desirable thing to do, to take responsibility for your own health and look for solutions. Now, one of the things that I can say that I've ruled out is test injections for my hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, you know, he came back last time and said that might be causing it. It's an intramuscular injection, testosterone cypionate. Well, you know, I dosed sub-Q for the past 2 weeks before taking this last test, and it increased. So it's certainly not
well,
the test.
Well, and all due respect to the doctor, Dr. Matt Andre is a fantastic physician, but what makes him really fantastic is that he takes my opinion and gives it the gravity it deserves. And the reason I say this is your physician, my physician, they're not having this discussion. Well, maybe they should check this. Maybe they should check that. They're not putting that kind of thought into it. It's up to us to put that kind of thought into and then guide them.
Yeah.
That's what makes a good doctor. A doctor that you can guide. A doctor you can guide is a good doctor.
I'm walking a fine line here between doing everything I can to help myself and not insult the guy. Now, he don't get me wrong. He is a fantastic doctor. He has gone way above and beyond for me. But I'll be damned if I just sit there on the sidelines and play the old, my job isn't to understand, it's just to do.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Dr. Michael Hollick joins us to talk about vitamin D immortality. Going to be a great interview. I didn't even know he was on the show today. I have so much respect for this man. I'm so excited. Okay, so I did a quick PubMed search for idiopathic acute rhabdomyolysis.
Right?
Because idiopathic means we can't figure out where it came from.
Well, I think I have a pretty good handle on where it came from. What I'm struggling with is why over 6 weeks later is the CK level still elevated?
Well, to me, that tells me that you don't have a handle where it came from. It may not come from where you think it came from.
Oh, that's a fair point. So it had to be, I would think, it had to be some physical insult or activity.
Well, okay. So idiopathic rhabdo can be associated with metabolism from a hyperglycemia, you know, elevated blood sugar. And here's why. It reduces cellular sodium, potassium levels, and calcium levels, which cause breakdown in the muscles. So that's one thing, okay? So the other thing that I thought was interesting, that there are some drugs out there that can precipitate this aside from statin drugs. And I'm not suggesting you're on any of these, but it's worth talking about. SSRIs can cause it. Antipsychotic drugs can cause it. Also, a blood clot can cause it. Okay?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yes. So there's an easy way to test for blood clots. So when you contact your doctor and tell him you want your blood, fasting blood sugar and your insulin levels checked, you also tell him that you want something called D-dimer, D-I-M-E-R. Tell them you want your D-dimer tested.
And what was it? D what?
Dimer, D-I-M-E-R.
Okay, got it.
Because D-dimer is an indicator that there's a blood clot somewhere in your body. It doesn't tell you where. It just tells you that you have one.
Great.
And so you could have a blood clot somewhere that's not showing up because whatever reason, but what it is doing is it's causing the muscle that it's in to undergo what's known as crush, which the muscle is being crushed from the inside out because of the blood clot. And blood clots are known to stimulate rhabdo.
Damn, you're good. Thank you.
So these are at least some other things By the way, rhabdo can be precipitated by using katsu the wrong way, just for those out there who like to use that stuff. The other thing is severe inflammation. We have polymyositis, which is an autoimmune disease that causes severe inflammation to muscle, can also be triggered, can trigger rhabdo, and you may not even know it. The last thing is an infection. An infection. There's several infections that one of the byproducts is, in fact, rhabdo.
Do they give an example?
Yeah. The Coxsackie virus, influenza A virus, influenza B virus, Epstein-Barr virus, primary HIV infection, Plasmodium falciparum, that's a blood infection, Plasmodium, I believe. Herpes virus, that could be like herpes simplex, you know, fever sores. Legionella, pneumophilia, I don't know what that is, and salmonella. Obviously, a lot of those would have other symptoms. You'd feel sick as hell.
Right.
But then there are people who have genetic predispositions for rhabdo.
Yeah, and you know, I discussed that with him. From what I read, it's a fairly simple test where they give you something to grasp onto, you know, make a fist.
Right.
And then they occlude the arm. And then they have you, you know, grasp a ball, let's say. And the doctor then takes blood from your arm at, I can't remember if it was 2-minute intervals. And then they have you repeat that test, but without the cuff. For, you know, whatever reason, if there's a significant difference, and I don't know precisely what they're looking for, but that right there would tell me if I had a genetic predisposition. Now, he was very quick to dismiss that, and at the time, his logic made perfect sense to me.
You would have been diagnosed with it a long, long time ago, most likely.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I did read a case study of some woman with an absurdly high creatine kinase level that got rhabdo from playing ultimate frisbee. And like me, she was an older athlete and had done plenty of much more intense things in her youth. So it may be worth taking a second look, I guess.
And here's something I found interesting. It is not uncommon to see CK levels go up to 100,000 units per liter in rhabdo. And yours isn't, I mean, yours is 1,100.
Right. It's... I wonder if you
really have rhabdo, or these people aren't used to seeing athletes.
Well, what was interesting to me was, from everything I read, they could not even reach a consensus on what rhabdo was. Now, I've heard things like CK levels 5 times above the upper end of the range, but there again, you know, it depends what lab you're using.
Well, in fact, situations of rhabdo without renal impairment, which is you,
right,
are not called rhabdo at all, but hyperCKemia or hyperCKemia. Right. They're not even called rhabdo.
Well, as I told him, it's my strong feeling that I've been in and out of this my entire life. So high CK levels for me may be normal.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not suggesting the levels that put me in the hospital and I don't know what day of the week it is are normal. But norms are norms. And if anything, I've been told I'm not normal. So.
Also, there are a variety of different enzymes. I don't have the time to read all this, but a variety of different enzymes that can contribute. Either their presence or the lack thereof can contribute to elevated CK levels. And as you point out, urine that is the color of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's like the real, something's going on here. But yeah. There's several good studies on idiopathic rhabdomyolysis on PubMed. I think you need to start reading those, because those are the ones, even though you think you know that particular workout triggered this, you don't really know that for sure. Because this could be happening after every workout you do. You could always have high CK levels.
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon how you look at it, I have not worked out since February 21st.
And you still have high CK levels.
And I still have high CK levels. So
I personally think that's because there is a breakdown in muscle tissue right now, because your muscles are reconstructing. They're going, hey, we don't need all this. Let's get rid of some of it. A muscle cell, when a muscle cell releases its contents, its creatine kinase. Creatinine is one of those things.
Right. Well, you know what? It's a fair point, and I'll certainly look further into it. But I'm holding, not just visually, but by the tape measure, you know, I'm holding everything. And damn, I spent 30 years building this body. I don't think it's going to disappear.
It's not going to disappear. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, you know, to your point, I'm going to look into that. This may very well be the recovery process from that workout has not completed itself. And remember, it's always a three-step process. Stimulate. I sure as hell did that during the workout. Recover. This is the period of time that we're in right now. And then growth, where the body goes back and adds a little bit more such that if it encounters this stress in the future, it can deal with it. Now, my hunch is it's something more than that, but I need to figure this out, and I desperately need the audience's help and ideas. And I know you guys, I study you. I have come to know, understand, and appreciate you over the last 3 years, and there are some smart cookies, both men and women out there, that have given me some great ideas in the past. You've helped educate me, but I really need your help right now.
And you're going to contact your doctor and ask him to give you a fasting blood sugar test and C-peptide tests to see where your insulin is keeping your blood sugar down, and D-dimer to identify any potential clots that you may have that aren't showing up in the normal way that blood clots show up.
Yeah. And if you ask where all this comes from, I'll just say Dr. Carl Lamour.
No, don't say doctor. I'll go to jail. Say some idiot on the internet suggested it. That'll make him feel better about who he is. Trust me. Say, oh, some idiot on the internet suggested it. I don't think there's anything to it, but can we check anyway?
I diagnosed myself and just here for your second opinion.
there you go. That's funny. All right, well, listen, we will have our regular Blueprint Power Hour next week and hopefully lower CK levels, and I'll be extolling the benefits of sleeping with a CPAP machine. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Michael Hulick to talk about the link between vitamin D and mortality. Stay tuned.
Muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. What is the linkage between vitamin D and mortality? There were some studies that came out not too long ago that tried to make people question whether or not vitamin D had a positive or negative effect on mortality. My next guest, and I have to say I'm really excited to have him on the show, is Dr. Michael Hollick. How you doing, Dr. Hollick?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fantastic, and fantastic that you're here. I have to say that you're one of the sensible voices about vitamin D research out there, and I have to applaud all of the work that you've done to bring this important discussion into the forefront. This most recent paper that you authored, Live Longer with Vitamin D, what was the question you were trying to answer? Haven't we already looked at vitamin D and mortality?
There have been several studies to suggest that if you're vitamin D deficient, you are at higher risk of dying. And even the Institute of Medicine, when they came out with their report, said that if you're vitamin D deficient, you have a higher risk for mortality. However, they also said that reviewing the literature, that they thought that if your blood level was above about 30 nanograms per ml, which is what we considered to be just a barely adequate level,
right,
that you now all of a sudden have this uptick in mortality, so that you're at potentially increased risk for mortality. This got a lot of
right.
people concerned, and then a recent paper came out again to suggest that, yes, vitamin D deficiency increases risk of dying, but that if your blood level is above about 30 to 50 nanograms per ml, you're at increased risk of dying. So they're telling people you got to be very careful for how much vitamin D you're taking, because there's only this little window of opportunity that reduces your risk for increased risk for mortality.
Now, the problem I have with a lot of studies on vitamin D specifically is we've obtained a lot of good information from epidemiological studies of people who live within populations that are exposed to the sun, and that this sun exposure seems to confer some real great health benefits to them. But then we do a study where we inject vitamin D in the muscle of a person and go, oh, see, it didn't work. And the reason I say this to you, because you have an amazing app called the D-Minder that helps people make sure they're getting enough sun. And throughout evolution, we have always gotten our vitamin D from the sun. Is it possible that a lot of the conflicting information within the vitamin D community is a result of the fact that supplementing does not do the same thing as sun exposure?
It's a very good point. When you're exposed to sunlight, it has many biologic effects. In fact, I gave a symposium lecture on this in San Diego last year, and it's on my website, drholic.com, talking about not only when you're exposed to sunlight do you make vitamin D, but you make nitric oxide, which helps to lower your blood pressure. You make beta endorphin, which makes you feel better. And there's a lot of other chemicals that are being actually produced in your skin that probably have health benefits. But to put some of this into perspective, what people need to realize is that when they come out with this, say, new study, a meta-analysis of other studies, this is not a new study. This is simply a rehash of old studies. And most of those old studies that they only evaluated doses of vitamin D of around 400 to maybe 600 units, which we think is totally inadequate. And so to suggest based on previous data that you can now conclude that vitamin D has no health benefit, in my opinion, is way off base.
So how did you... I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. So we also know that studies have been done in Africa to ask the question, if you're a hunter-gatherer outside all the time, which is where our forefathers were, what is the blood level of Maasai warriors, for example? And the answer is about 40 to 60 nanograms per ml for their 25-hydroxy vitamin D. And there's really no evidence in evolution that being a hunter-gatherer, that you are dying of heart disease or cancer because you're exposed to sunlight. So I think that it really does need to be put into perspective. And we could share with you a couple of more reasons for why a lot of this so-called meta-analysis data really needs to be looked at a lot more carefully.
Well, and you raise another important point. I'm Italian, but I'm a Southern Italian. I'm very dark-skinned. And we know that through evolution, those who were exposed to much more sun, the body produced melanin as a way to protect itself from lots of things, including perhaps the overproduction of vitamin D. So looking at the Maasai warriors and going, oh, look, there's existing just fine with 40 nanograms a milliliter of vitamin D. That's all we need. That's erroneous, because you drop a Scandinavian person and have them live like a Maasai warrior, and you'll see totally different levels of 25-hydroxy, because they react differently to the exposure to the sun.
Yes and no. So it turns out that, yes, if you have more skin pigment, you need to be outside longer to make the same amount of vitamin D as a white person, mainly because the skin pigment acts as a natural sunscreen. So a typical black person is walking around with a sun protection factor of at least 5 or 10. So they need to be outside 5 to 10 times longer. But a person from Scandinavia living in Africa would not be able to survive as a hunter-gatherer without sun protection, because their skin just wouldn't permit it. And Mother Nature cleverly designed the system. So we had showed many years ago that when you're exposed to an excessive amount of sunlight, as a Scandinavian, say, out on the beach in Florida, mm-hmm. you don't make an excessive amount of vitamin D, because any excess is destroyed by the sun.
So the body, so what you're saying is the body is intuitive, it's intelligent, and it regulates just what it needs when you get your D from the sun.
Correct.
Yeah, I love that.
Whereas you can, of course, become vitamin D toxic if you take too much. And we've reported, and others have reported, that when you're taking like 100,000 to a million units a day inadvertently, you can become vitamin D toxic, which results in a high blood calcium, calcifies your blood vessels, your kidneys, and ultimately can lead to death.
Now, this study that you did was also a meta-analysis, correct?
Correct.
So how did you select the universe of work to include in this so as not to be confounded like some of these other studies that got the wrong message?
Right. So what we did was we looked at all of the different meta-analyses and then made a conclusion based on that.
So
we looked, for example, at the more recent meta-analysis by Dr. Garland, who showed that as you increase your blood levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D, actually the mortality rate continues to decline, even out to 70 nanograms per ml. So we carefully looked at that study and looked at how he came to that conclusion and looked at the other studies and pointed out that many of these other studies had flaws and that when you put the whole thing together, it's very clear that there's no evidence that increasing your vitamin D intake increases risk for mortality. We just did a study with Quest Diagnostics, whom I'm a consultant for. We looked at 3.8 million samples that were determined in the United States, throughout the entire United States, and asked a couple of questions. First being, is there a big difference from the south to the north in terms of your peak blood level at the end of the summer? The answer is no. Because people living down south are more indoors, they're wearing sun protection all the time, so it doesn't seem to make that much difference. But the second question we asked, which is the more important one, was people that are blood levels of 25-hydroxy-D above 50 nanograms per ml, which is kind of the cutoff that everybody says increases risk for mortality, mm-hmm. We asked the question, how do you know that those people actually were vitamin D deficient and being treated for vitamin D deficiency? Well, there's only one way to know. The major pharmaceutical form of vitamin D in the United States is vitamin D2. So if we detected vitamin D2 in the blood samples for people that are over 50 nanograms per ml, that would suggest that, in fact, they were being treated for vitamin D deficiency and thus had the risk for mortality because of their vitamin D deficiency.
Right.
And what we found, 57% of all people above 50 nanograms per ml had vitamin D2 detected in their bloodstream, meaning that they were being treated for vitamin D deficiency.
Now, why does the medical orthodoxy go to vitamin D2 instead of D3?
It's actually very simple. It's because vitamin D2 was discovered back in the early 1930s. It predated the FDA. And so, as a result, it was grandfathered by the FDA as a pharmaceutical. Mm. No one ever got the approval, never wanted to spend the money to get approval for vitamin D3 as a pharmaceutical.
How foolish. How very, very foolish. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the study and what you learned about vitamin D and mortality. We're talking with Dr. Michael Holick. Dr. Holick's website is his name, drholick.com, H-O-L-I-C-K. And also, if you want to get the D-Minder app, you can go to D-MinderInfo to learn more about that. Is that correct, Dr. Holick?
Yeah, it's just D-Minder. So no hyphen, just D-M-I-N-D-E-R.info.
There you go. So go there and check it out. It's an app that helps you make sure you're getting enough sun exposure to produce enough vitamin D. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with respected vitamin D researcher, Dr. Michael Hollick, about the linkage between vitamin D and mortality, or maybe more appropriately, longevity. Dr. Hollick, in the paper I remember reading, and I was trying to find it quickly, but I'm having a hard time, something to the effect that the real results in affecting longevity was seen in individuals who were had these either supplemented with D3 for at least 3 years. Am I right on that, or did I misread something?
No, most of the studies are related to the blood levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D, the vitamin D status. And what they do is that they then had these samples drawn like 5, 10, 15 years ago, and then they look over time – to see how many people died and what did they die of. So there aren't any studies that I'm aware of that are interventional studies where they gave vitamin D and said 3 years later you're less likely to die.
Right. Well, I wish I could find I read something that jumped out at me that said something about that the protective effect of vitamin D was seen in individuals who had the higher vitamin D status for 3 years or more or something. But anyway, okay, let's move
correct.
On.
That's a difference. Yeah, that's a, but that, yes, I mean, that people that, that's the issue that Dr. Garland brought up, is that that's what you have to take into account when you look at these studies. That's
so,
really
but,
your vitamin D sufficient throughout your life.
So
that's
so,
why it will protect you from many chronic illnesses, from type 2 diabetes, autoimmune diseases, many deadly cancers, and infectious diseases.
If someone were to have a very, very robust vitamin D status, 25-hydroxy-D status, for a period of time, but for whatever reason, it drops for a while, are they starting from scratch again, or is there some benefit conferred from the long period of time, even though their vitamin D status has dropped now?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I'll give you a perspective. Studies have been done. There was a study done in Finland where they gave infants 2,000 units a day for the first year of life only, followed them for 31 years. It reduced their risk of getting type 1 diabetes by 88% for the rest of their life.
Wow.
Also, a study has been well documented that if you live above Atlanta, Georgia, for the first 10 years of your life, you have 100% increased risk of getting multiple sclerosis for the rest of your life. So you're right. As we think that it really is, when you're vitamin D sufficient, that vitamin D sufficiency can help carry you through, even if for some reason that level drops. We encourage always people continue to take their vitamin D supplement and maintain it as best they can. But yes, early vitamin D intervention for as long as you can will definitely reduce risk of serious chronic illnesses later in life.
It's almost like there's a transcription taking place that just becomes part of your DNA.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening is that you probably have talked about epigenetics.
Yes.
Right? Is that we and others have shown that vitamin D plays a very important role in regulating gene transcription and has a likely important role in epigenetic control if your health is well. And you're right, is that if you improve your vitamin D status, it has all of these imprinting effects that can certainly have long-lasting effect. It's less effective for maintaining bone health, however, because you're constantly remodeling your bones. So you absolutely need vitamin D all the time and calcium to maintain good bone health.
What about vitamin D and obesity? Have you been able to, that was something that there was a link, then there wasn't a link. Is there anything conclusive out there now?
Yeah, and I think that the data are very clear on this, that if you have a BMI of greater than 30, you need 2 to 3 times more vitamin D to both treat and prevent recurrent vitamin D deficiency. Endocrine practice guidelines came out with this recommendation, and a recent study out of Canada showed exactly the same thing, that people who have a BMI of greater than 30 need 2 to 3 times more vitamin D. Vitamin D, however, will not treat obesity, contrary to popular belief. But if you're vitamin D deficient and obese, you're more likely to have aches and pains in your bones and muscles. You're more likely to have muscle weakness. And if you take your vitamin D, it improves muscle strength. It improves your bone health. And you're less likely to have aches and pains. And you're more likely to be active. And therefore, more likely to be able to lose weight.
As a child, my parents taught me to love the sun. And in my 20s, I lived in Las Vegas. And I laid out in the sun virtually every day the sun was shining. Now, I don't get in the sun as often, and I supplement with vitamin D. I guess my question is this. For those who did not have the opportunity to be exposed to sun at a very, very young age, is it too late for them? Will supplementing do anything good for them?
We think so. I mean, there are data to show that vitamin D deficiency increases risk of these chronic illnesses, and that some of the intervention studies properly done have suggested that it definitely can improve your immune function, maybe reduce risk for infectious diseases, autoimmune diseases, may improve your function of your pancreas to reduce risk of type 2 diabetes. there was a National Health Survey showing that the people that had the highest intake of calcium and vitamin D reduced risk of type 2 diabetes by 33%. So, yes, almost any time that you intervene with vitamin D, you are on the road to being healthier and happier.
Some of the research on vitamin D, especially like one recent study that looked at premenopausal women, vitamin D status and depression, they don't always play out the way they're intended. I'm wondering sometimes if it's because we look at vitamin D in a vacuum, but we fail to realize that vitamin D is the result of activity, activity outdoors, quite frankly. Is there some things here that we're never going to see vitamin D do for us that activity and being in the sun must be part of?
Well, like I had said, that when you're exposed to sunlight, you make beta endorphin in your skin, and that's probably the reason why people feel better when they're outside. Mm-hmm. They feel more relaxed. We think that the reason is that the sunlight is producing nitric oxide, which is a major factor that causes relaxation of your blood vessels, can lower your blood pressure. So you're right. Being active, of course, you know, improves your insulin function, that you have better insulin sensitivity. You have better cardiovascular health. So absolutely, we recommend activity outdoors. We also recommend you to use the D-Minder that you had mentioned, that it will tell you how much vitamin D you're making, and it will tell you when to get out of the sun so that you don't damage your skin. We always recommend you protect your face from direct sun exposure, but arms, legs, abdomen, and back for an amount of time that the D-Minder recommends is a very reasonable way of getting your vitamin D. 80 to 90% of most people's vitamin D is still coming from casual exposure to sunlight because there's so little vitamin D in our diet.
Right.
If you're not taking a vitamin D supplement, you're likely to be vitamin D deficient or insufficient.
I want to go ahead and take this break early. When we come back, I want to talk about something else that, according to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, is also an important factor of sun exposure that we can't get from supplementation, and that's the sulfated version of vitamin D3. We're talking right now with Dr. Michael Hulick. His website is drholick, H-O-L-I-C-K.com. And if you want to get the D-Minder app, it's dminder.info. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by
going to brookscubic.com right now.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Hulick. We're talking about the linkage between vitamin D and mortality. And clearly, if you're not getting enough vitamin D, you are really doing yourself a great disservice, regardless of whether you were exposed to a lot of it as a young child or periods of your life. There's no time better to start than now. If you don't want to take supplements, fine. Get the D-Minder app at dminder.info. I mean, I think it's brilliant. I remember when you first came out with that, I thought, this is genius, because we really just need sunlight, more sunlight, but we don't, there's so much misinformation out there how to quantify, well, how much D did you produce in this period of time? I mean, this just does it all for you. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I was very lucky to be working with a software engineer out in California who, took advantage of the information that's coming in from satellites and UV detectors and, with the information that we've been collecting over 30 years, trying to determine how much vitamin D you make every hour of the day on a cloudless day every month of the year, that we could put it all together to provide the user with valuable information that provides the beneficial effect of sun, whereas you can reduce your risk for the damaging effects from excessive exposure.
Now, Dr. Stephanie Seneff has been on the show. I don't know if you are familiar with her, but she likes to talk about vitamin D sulfate. That is something that you can only get from the sun exposure in the skin. And she feels that vitamin D sulfate may actually have a lot of the magic, providing a lot of the magic that we say 25-hydroxy does. Do you have any opinions on vitamin D sulfate, 25-hydroxysulfate?
This had been looked at many, many years ago, looking at its biologic activity, and it wasn't found to be very biologically active. And I know that she and others have been promoting it recently. But I think that more research needs to be done before we fully can appreciate whether it does have an important biologic function above and beyond what vitamin D and its metabolite 25-hydroxyvitamin D can do.
What about pre-vitamin D? Is there any benefit to it in its donor form before it turns into cholecalciferol in the skin?
Yeah, it's a good question. And the answer probably is no. Because it's basically in equilibrium, which means that if you were to take vitamin D and put it in a test tube, say in alcohol, it will automatically convert to pre-vitamin D. And if you take pre-vitamin D and put it into that same solution, it will convert to vitamin D. So, but only about 1 to 3% is ever pre-vitamin D. 97 to 98% is always vitamin D.
Interesting. Wow, that's really interesting. Okay. So what do you want people to take away from this most recent research? And then I want to talk about your book, The Vitamin D Solution.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is not to be concerned. There's also, you know, some information out there saying that you shouldn't take calcium supplements because it increases your risk for cardiovascular calcification. And I, as I give my presentations, I point out that from the Nurses' Health Study out of Harvard, they looked at almost 70,000 nurses and found that those nurses that had an adequate calcium intake of about 1,000 milligrams a day from both diet and supplements had a 24% reduced risk of developing cardiovascular disease. So there's a lot of information coming out there so quickly. It's on the social media, and it's in the news all the time. But people need to really sit back and look at how well was that study done. How big a study is it? Did they use the proper dose of vitamin D? Because one of the problems with all these meta-analyses that have been done, they're looking at studies that were looking at 400 units of vitamin D a day.
Meaningless.
Well, we know that that doesn't work.
Yeah, it's meaningless. If someone is using the D-Minder app and they realize that they're not getting enough sun exposure and it's just not, they're just not able to step up their sun exposure to a greater degree because of life gets in the way, is it prudent to then just supplement to reach the ideal levels of serum 25-hydroxy?
What I tell, I mean, I have all my patients, and I personally am on 3,000 to 4,000 units of vitamin D a day every day throughout winter, spring, and summer, and fall. And even though I cycle and garden and play tennis without sun protection on my arms and legs, abdomen and back, my blood level may be going up a little bit from sun exposure. Once your level gets at around 50 to 60, it takes a lot more vitamin D to continue to increase it.
Oh.
So I always tell everyone to be on, the recommendation is at least 2 to 3,000 units a day for adults. If you're obese, 2 to 3 times more. Children, I recommend 1,000 units a day. Teenagers, probably the same as adults, 2,000 units a day.
Interesting.
And then as much sun as you want, you will never become toxic.
Because the sun, you can't become toxic from the sun exposure, the D that's produced, because the body has a negative feedback loop. But the
body doesn't. The sun does. The sun destroys any excess produced in your skin. So Mother Nature was very clever when she designed this over 500 million years ago. We've shown that the earliest life forms on this planet, living in the oceans, phytoplankton, made vitamin D when they were exposed to sunlight.
I'll be darned. That's amazing. Talk about your book, The Vitamin D Solution. What will people learn? Who should buy the book?
Well, it was written for the general public to inform them about all of the health benefits of vitamin D. I give a historical perspective. I give some anecdotes, clinical anecdotes. To give you one example, we had a major PR issue here at our local zoo because a lowland gorilla mom had just delivered an infant who was in serious trouble, and they couldn't figure out what was going on, and it turned out that the infant was vitamin D deficient. And so just treating that infant with vitamin D had a dramatic impact. And I use that as an example because when you ask the question, what is the impact? The impact was that it really inhibited her growth. We estimate that 50% of children born in the United States now are probably born in a deficient or insufficient state. And so we think that that is very important. I provide in the book guidelines for how much vitamin D you should be ingesting that is in line with what the Endocrine Society recommends for both treatment and prevention of vitamin D deficiency. I go through a lot of the studies, epidemiologic studies and intervention studies, looking at the health benefits of vitamin D, reducing risk of type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, reducing risk of hypertension, heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, And even mechanisms are in that book that explain why vitamin D is so important in reducing risk for infectious diseases like influenza infection and even tuberculosis.
I've heard rumored, and I've never had anybody who would know about this to validate it. I've heard rumored that in third world countries where they don't have vaccines, they use high doses of vitamin D and vitamin A in concert to protect babies. Is that true?
I've heard this same rumor, but I would not recommend it. I think that vitamin D plays a very important role in modulating your immune system, helping to fight infection, but to think that vitamin D is going to prevent you from, developing serious infections or serious health consequences, I don't think that's vitamin D's role. And also, I tell my patients all the time, look, if you have cancer, vitamin D is not going to treat your cancer. Vitamin D helps reduce risk for developing cancer.
Right.
Once cancer forms, the cat's out of the bag, and now it's much more difficult for vitamin D to have a benefit. So I do believe in vaccinations. You know, we heard about the problem with measles here in the United States, and having vitamin D on board can help reduce risk for upper respiratory tract infections, influenza A infection. But vaccines, I think, in my opinion, are still worthwhile, and I certainly had all my children vaccinated.
I want to take one last commercial break, and when we come back, and by the way, the vitamin D solution is going to be up on superhumanradio.com within the hour. We're working on getting it right there on the homepage at the bottom where the other books are. When we come back from the break, I want to come back and talk about multiple sclerosis, because you've mentioned it a couple times in this discussion, and it's on the rise, and I'd like to understand the role that vitamin D plays in the myelin sheaths on nerves. We're talking with Dr. Michael Holick. His website is Dr. Holick, H-O-L-I-C-K.com. And his app, the DMinder app, can be found at dminder.info if you want to monitor your own sun exposure to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D produced in your skin. Stay tuned.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Vitamin-D.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Michael Hullock. We're talking now about vitamin D. We were talking about his book, The Vitamin D Solution. You'll be able to get it at superhumanradio.com within the hour. Dr. Hullock, you mentioned multiple sclerosis a couple times, talking about some different conditions that may be linked to D deficiency. What role does vitamin D play in the nerve function and the myelin sheath that surrounds the nerve?
Right. So it turns out that what we think is happening regarding reducing risk for multiple sclerosis and even maybe type 1 diabetes is that we believe that probably these diseases are caused by a slow virus. And then the body responds to the slow virus by mounting an immune response. And that immune response becomes autoimmune, so that it's now fighting the body and destroying the myelin sheath around the nerves, for example, in multiple sclerosis. And because vitamin D can help reduce risk of the infection, and it alters how the body's immune system responds to this infection, is the likely reason why improving your vitamin D status, especially during childhood, reduces risk for developing multiple sclerosis later in life, as well as maybe type 1 diabetes. Regarding the importance of vitamin D, there's a physician in São Paulo, Brazil, that's giving very high doses of vitamin D to patients with multiple sclerosis, and has shown from his studies anecdotally that they've had dramatic improvement in their symptoms and resolution in many of their plaques. And we think that the reason is that vitamin D seems to play an important role in nerve growth and in helping the nerve preserve its own health. And so it's possible that vitamin D can not only help prevent multiple sclerosis, but may help some patients with multiple sclerosis. I have several patients in my clinic that are vitamin D deficient, and when I give them vitamin D, It definitely can improve muscle strength because vitamin D deficiency is associated with muscle weakness. Uh-huh. And some people just feel better on it. And some have really had a prolonged honeymoon period as a result of being on a reasonable dose of vitamin D that maintains their blood levels of 25-hydroxy-D in the 40 to 60 nanogram per ml range, which is what we recommend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that people who notice something from vitamin D, I kind of get the feeling that everybody has their own sweet spot for vitamin D. And I don't know what that's a result of, if it's a result of some sort of genetic evolutionary gift that some of us have where maybe we thrive more on higher levels and some people can get by with lower levels. But I understand that sweet spot is a narrow one, but there seems to be a sweet spot for people that when they start supplementing with vitamin D, if they've been outside that sweet spot, they feel it. But there are other people who can take vitamin D and not notice anything because maybe they were, even though they may appear deficient on a blood test, for their own personal level, they weren't deficient. Does that make any sense, or am I off base with that?
No, not at all. I mean, there was a very nice paper in the New England Journal of Medicine to suggest that possibly blacks require lower blood levels because their binding protein that binds the vitamin D may be at lower concentrations in their blood, so they don't need as much vitamin D. Turns out that may probably not true, but we believe that how vitamin D is metabolized in your body probably makes a big difference. There are some people that aren't able to degrade vitamin D as quickly as others, and so as a result they could become have less vitamin D on board and still feel perfectly fine. There are some people, you're right, that have lower blood levels that feel much better than when they're much higher levels. And so there is a thermostat probably for everyone. Mm-hmm. But in general, I think most experts now agree you should maintain a blood level of at least 30 mm-hmm. nanograms per ml. There's a variety of assays on the market, and because of that variability, 40 to 60 is a good sweet spot, uh-huh. but up to 100 is perfectly safe.
So the microbiome is becoming an emerging field of interest for many scientists. And what we're learning about the microbes in our gut is that they play a role in the successful digestion of pharmaceutical drugs and even orally administered supplements. I was having a discussion with Dr. Chris Masterjohn not too long ago, and we were talking about some people who supplement with vitamin D still don't see the rise in 25-hydroxy. One of the things we talked about was the favorable or unfavorable microbes in the gut may be playing a role in that. Have you seen any of that play out at all?
It's a good question. I mean, we think that when you ingest vitamin D, it's rapidly absorbed. It gets incorporated into your chylomicrons, right? So that, because it's fat soluble, and then it immediately gets into your lymphatic system. It travels up your lymph travel ways up into your big, what's called the vena cava, superior vena cava, mm-hmm. and gets dumped into your bloodstream. So there are very few microbes in the early part of your small intestine, so I don't think that that's a major problem. However, for people who can't absorb vitamin D very well and it starts to go down the gut where it can still be absorbed to some degree, those microbes can definitely have an impact on mm-hmm. that vitamin D.
So like people who have gone for the GNY gastric bypass,
yes.
These people, they have a difficult time absorbing vitamin D, right?
They definitely have a difficult time because they've passed the most important part of the gut that absorbs vitamin D. And you're right. And then the microbes may now be chewing it up and thinking that they're going to become healthier because they're now vitamin D sufficient.
And the kidneys play a role in sequestering or releasing 25-hydroxy from the bloodstream, correct?
So what happens is that when you're exposed to sunlight or you ingest vitamin D, it goes to your liver and it's converted to 25-hydroxy vitamin D, the major circulating form. It's biologically inactive. It then goes to your kidneys and gets activated to 125-dihydroxy vitamin D that goes to your gut and tells your intestine to be more efficient in absorbing dietary calcium. If you're not getting enough calcium from your diet, it goes to your bones and it mobilizes precious stores of calcium out of your bones. But now that you've satisfied your calcium and your bones, now the 25-hydroxy vitamin D can go to your brain and colon and breast and prostate, and it will now get converted locally to 125-dihydroxyvitamin D, which now interacts with receptors in those cells to regulate probably over 2,000 genes, reducing risk for cancer and diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and the list goes on.
What is the enzyme that converts it to the 125 form, please?
It's known as the 1-hydroxylase. It's 25-hydroxy-1-alpha-hydroxylase. And like I said, in the kidneys, its major function is to activate vitamin D, which goes into your bloodstream to regulate calcium metabolism. But this enzyme also exists in your immune cells, in your brain, and just about everywhere in your body. And what happens is that your body activates vitamin D locally, and then what it cleverly does is it destroys it within that cell, so it never enters the circulation to have any influence on calcium metabolism.
How brilliant. The reason I asked about the enzyme, because we know that there are people out there who don't respond to vitamin D. For instance, there was a study done about prostate cancer, and they said that it had no effect. And I was thinking, well, if you're deficient in that enzyme in tissue, then you're not going to see the benefits of the conversion.
Correct. And so we think that what's happening is, and that's why when the cat's out of the bag, that is that when you develop a cancer, these cancer cells are very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they will do is they will now develop ways to prevent vitamin D from having its desired effect. And one of the ways is to actually prevent that 1-hydroxylase from functioning.
Are there any supplements, foods, anything that we can use to help make sure that we have enough of the donor to produce this enzyme in the body?
Right. So this enzyme is very, very tightly controlled by the body because it's so important for your calcium and bone metabolism. And so if you take in a lot of phosphate, it can reduce that activity. And we know that patients with kidney failure, where their blood phosphate level goes up,
right,
it will cause that problem.
Yeah. How do you like that? Okay. Listen, it's been so wonderful to have you on the show. I want to thank you so much. Also, you are going to be traveling and doing some lectures abroad, correct? Why don't you tell the audience where you're going to be?
Sure. Just briefly, I'm going to be in Uruguay, Argentina, and Colombia, giving a variety of lectures over the next couple of weeks. And then I'll be in Germany in June giving several lectures as well.
And people can find out where you're going to be by going to Dr. Holick, drholick.com, I assume, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr.
My pleasure. Have a delightful day.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. What a wonderful interview that was. And then, of course, want to thank Rob Regish for the unusual but much-needed Blueprint Power Hour today. If you have any ideas for Rob, please reach out to him on Facebook. And anything that you have may help him come up with some answers to discover his what the reason is behind his idiopathic rhabdomyolysis. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.